This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollack. Alan is here with this week's tech update for us. I thought of you, Alan, when I was in, I went to UWM this last week, and I got to tell you,
sure.
Met with Matt Ishbia and the team, and I look at their technology. It is 600,000 square feet of 4,000 employees, 2,000 of which are underwriters, and how they have this organized, the technology, the systems, the excellence by which they execute, Alan, is nothing less than impressive. And what a great group of people. So I'm going to be back up there working with them on some things, but tell you, I love excellence. I love how people use technology and do it well. So,
yeah, they just ranked number one on J.D. Power in a study that came out.
Yeah. No, if you go up there, anybody who can get in that facility and take a look at it, and you say, wow, they're grumbling. Why are they the best? They do more production than the next 10 companies below them combined. And you wonder, is that a bubble? Is that going to be it? Not if you saw that. He just went out and leased another 900,000 square feet across the street. They're growing. It's crazy. It's a really interesting story.
Wow.
The whole
sure is.
Space. It's back, coming back. Anyway, let's talk about technology. What you got?
Well, lots of fantastic things. You know,
it's
funny you mentioned earlier that client that you're doing some executive coaching with. You know, the very first thing I want to talk about today, instead of a dry humor joke, I just wanted to remind everybody, and we talk about this, we work for the homeowner, right? We don't work for a technology provider or for a lender. That's why we're in this business, and that's what we're doing, right? We want to empower people to have the American dream or just to have a better life with financing options. But ultimately, we work for the homeowner. So as long as we don't forget that, our mission is clear, right? And we all should be getting along well. So anyways, a couple of good things. You know, last 2 weeks in a row, David, we bumped the MCT news. I think actually this is a good week. Yeah, good week to
put
bring
it
up.
I heard from them. Why do you keep bumping that dues? That's the way they pay for it. We can put it in there wherever we want. It's free. Be grateful. So anyway, they're good people.
Absolutely.
Love
so
good company.
So it's about technology adoption, and that's why it fits well today. You'll hear as we go through the segment a little bit. We can all agree that we experience a lot of rushed adoption, which leaves us with what's out there called digital fragmentation. It hinders us. It causes issues and errors. And so that's what was interesting about MCT. So they've introduced something brand new called Investormatic. And it's a diverse and inefficient method which to communicate, initiate, and accept loan bids and complete the whole loan sales between sellers and buyers. But what they've done is, listen, technology can do so much. They've created a certification process. These are the bullets of the things that MCT has done. They've made faster pricing and commitment turn times, fully functional bid tape AOT delivery channels, their encryption of data in transit and at rest, real-time shadow bids and pricing, and bid tape mark-to-market pricing. But what intrigued me the most, I mean, these are areas, David, where we need to continue to spend technology, money, and technology. But what they did is they created a process that includes the human element, which we always forget about, which is a certification process. So now they'll use their new technology to help certify correspondent investors at a bronze, silver, and gold level. It's a technology certification, by the way, that will provide a handy reference to lenders on the experience that those correspondent lenders have so you can make better decisions when expecting to consider that relationship with a certain investor. And there's different reasons why we work with different correspondent investors. So very interesting, you know, it's just such an important topic to remember the human element, to remember that there's people behind the technology process, and it's not just about building technology. And that brings me into a couple other parts of today. We're going to talk about the human element of tech in a minute. If you've read Crisman today, you'll notice there was a mention of a company called How's This and property tech. You know, we've heard about real estate tech. Property tech is a big deal. If you Google it, you'll see the next opportunity in property tech. They integrate to Zillow and Trulia. They've got an Amazon app, which is no big deal. But the biggest thing is that you can ask information about a certain zip code area or a certain property. And that's important as you're researching and looking for things. So How's This is new. It was mentioned in his report today. And actually also in Crisman's report last week, when you're talking about how humans interact with technology, Maxwell released a brand new thing called Quick Apply. And it's for their digital mortgage point of sale platform. But what it does is it gathers borrowers' information through all their different data providers and pre-populates that data together on the loan app, filling in, you know, as much as it can, employment information, income, real estate, financial assets, and you name it. So aggregation of data and this information is really important in the process. And so if you work with Maxwell, you want to check it out. If not, you want to look at Maxwell, go for it. It's called Quick Apply. And, okay. You know, J.D. Power just put out a study today, David, which is kind of interesting as we talk about the human element of technology. We won't get into humanization of technology. There's an unbelievable article at entrepreneurial.com that I want to talk about. We'll talk about that next week so our spotlight guest can have the most amount of time. But yeah. I'll tell you, J.D. Power just came out with their most recent report. They ranked a number of the lenders in the industry, and I'm not going to go through which lenders came out on top. Quicken, obviously, was at the top. But they put out a bunch of points, but three I want to outline. The first one is a lot of the loan origination process is still managed manually via email and phone. And so the lion's share of customer interaction is occurring via email. Only 15% indicated using a mobile app. So we want to continue to enhance that. So if you're thinking about focusing on your borrowers, that's an important area. Second one was real-time status updates, keeping people in the know, keeping them up to date. Satisfaction scores on that J.D. Power survey were higher. And the very last one is intermediaries negatively influence the experience. And the report mentioned when third parties get involved, whether it's a real estate agent, they did mention brokers. The point that I'm trying to make is that communication needs to be better across the board. And that's a borrower's aspect or the survey of how they responded. So human element of technology, humanization is extremely important as you continue to plan and work out your digital mortgage strategy.
Very good. The digital mortgage strategy is one that is just coming at a rate that I'm not sure most people are prepared. If you're not using something like a Roostify Blend, you know, Maxwell Upfront, or all using all the technology, the cocktail of technologies that are out there and bringing the right ones together and truly getting them
right.
I really wonder how many are going to survive. It's that dramatic. You go, like, that's a little bit ridiculous. Well, go ask all the travel agents what happened to them. There are travel agents that still exist, yes, but they're very specialized, and they found a niche market that they serve. And
that's true.
I got to tell you, it's going to be very, very different. And we're having a big debate with one of our clients here in Austin about this. I mean, how extensive is this going to be?
Yeah.
I do believe it's going to be pretty significant. I mean, it's kind of getting on board.
I'll leave you with just one quick thing, and I'll get into more of it next week if you'd like. But, you know, I'm involved in a couple different projects. One of them specifically, I'm noticing borrowers may not want to do certain things that we're forcing them to do. And we're so hung up on this digital process, and everything's got to go this new digital tech way. We're forgetting that not everybody's the same. And so we really need to find ways to support the different types of borrowers that we interact with.
So good, Alan. Good job. Appreciate it. Want to talk to Alan, get a hold of him. You can get a hold of him, Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at TMS-Advisors. That's right. He's on our team. So thrilled. He's also at Open Close. He does a great job for them. Appreciate you, Alan, being here with this week's Weekly Tech Update. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you being here and listening to another podcast from Looking on Lending. Hope you have a great week. A special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, the Velma, as well as Knowledge Scoop and Vidyard and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for being here and being a part of the podcast this week. Share it with others. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.